We are starting a new series of shiurim on the kavanas of of Purim. The kavanas of Purim. We are going to start using a sefer called the Sidur Shash with a pirush of Ram Gamliel's Tiva Kavanas. So it's on page Mem Gimel. So it's called Hakdama Kavanas HaMegillah. The Kavanas HaMegillah. So we're going to start reading from here. And he's going to tell us, first we're going to read the Rashash, obviously. The Rashash is found in Rechovos HaNa'ah. Actually, in Siddur Kavanas HaZmanios. That's a special Siddur. The Rashash, well, the Tamir and the Rashash anyways, have put down all the Kavanas according to the Rashash. So first is the theory part, and then we're going to go into the practical part. What do we have to mechavin when we do the various mitzvahs, Megillah, Shlachmanas, and so the mitzvah and so on and so forth. So let's start. So the Rashash says as follows in Siddur Kavanas Zmanios Daf Mem. Mitzvos Kriyas Megillah Hu Shehu Dibur. As we know, it sounds very obvious, but he wants to say more than just the fact that you have to speak out the words, but rather it's when we know that the Arizal every time he says Dibur means it's a mitzvah which is misaking the pnimius of the olamos, as opposed to doing a meiser, which is fixing up the, which does a tikkun in the chitzonius olamos. So lamid lekay ma'aratz kelim va'orot. The reason why we do the megillah is to lamid. It's a kelim va'orot. V'mochim v'neranchi the chamisha partsufim ma'u ben Yaakov v'rachel. Okay, so what we're going to do over here, says the Rashash, is that we're going to suck in the Patsufim of Yaakov Rachel. Now, why Yaakov Rachel as opposed to any other Patsuf? Because the Rashash has a klal, is that any mitzvah, the Rabbanan, is always going to affect what's called Zuna Ketanim, which is Yaakov Rachel. And when you're dealing with a mitzvah Mina Torah, it's going to be suck in the Zuna Gedolim, which is Yisrael Velea. And he has the pnimis de'ak v'abia de'abia, which we'll explain. Let's continue reading the words of the Rashash. Ken is ba b'sefer kavanot, ki mitzvah. Sefer kavanot means the shah kavanot. Well, I'll explain to you as follows. Now we know there's two types of sfarim, the first edition and the second edition of the kavanas. All the Arizal. So the Arizal told this Talmid of Chaim Vital to write the kavanas down. So he wrote it down and he called it the Sefer kavanas. Later on, part of the Shmona Sha'arim, which was given over to Shmuel Vital, he changed the name to Shah kavanas, which is a later edition. So the Shash had obviously the earlier edition called the Sefer kavanas. כי המצוות אלו דיפורים הם למיד ולקיים בנוק שהם יעקב ורחל. So the עיקר mitzvah of Purim is to mekayim nuk. And we'll see how very, very important that statement is, because really that is a central theme of all of Purim. Lekayim benuk. Let's try to remember that. Ha'arat mochim de'abba ve'ima, the ha'ara which it receives from Abba ve'ima, שנכנסו בתפילת שחרית בנוקפה. So this, the Ikka is תפילת שחרית for us. When we're going to do the mitzvah, as opposed to Ma'ariv Hagam, they're going to read the Megillah then as well. But the Ikka is the Shefa, which is coming to Nukva via Abba Ve'ima in תפילת שחרית. וצריך להבין באיזה פחת נמשכים מחדש, כי אלו מצוות גמור דרבנן הם ביעקב ורחל, ועל ידי ביחסיהם נדברים ועולים בירורים ונמשכים עמוכים חדשים ליעקב ורחל. So there's two parts of the mitzvah, obviously. The actual mitzvah kri and the actual bracha. So the bracha is going to be the mochim chadashim again to Yaakov ורחל. Okay, so that's all about the Megillah. So now let's do the pirush over here. Tiv Rashash, which he calls. Tiv Rashash. So he says as follows. Hine, kifi ma sheizbayer bepashtus v'divei Rav b'shar kavanot, said the tikkun mitzvot haPurim kachu. Al yedei matan sevyonim. So he's going to give us a little summary, which is very nice. So here's the little hakdama before we start. And he says as follows. We know what there's various mitzvot, so let's list them out. There's matanas le'evyonim, giving money to the poor. Mamshicha ma'arad v'yesod da'abam, Litoch Nukva, Litoch Binen, Vitikun Partsufa. So we're going to see that the whole Partsufa, there's a whole inan of Zah going to sleep over here, the Domisa, Zah goes to sleep, and that enables Abba to give directly Shefa to Nukva. Otherwise, it has to go through Zah, then Nukva. What's the Nafkamina? It gets diluted, the Shefa gets diluted by Zah. But rather, when Zah is in a state of Domisa, then what's going to happen is that the Shefa is going to go directly to Nukva via Abba, which is very, very intense and powerful. Now that's the inan of Matanis Elyonim. Mekrisa Megillah, we'll see, it's Motsi Mara Yesod Abba Giloi Mechutzli Yesod Nukva. Now that's a very similar principle, but rather, the fact that we do Pisumin Nisa, which is the inan of Megillah, reading the Megillah out loud, that's a Pisumin Nisa, that's going to allow the Ha'ara now of the Yesod Abba to go into the Yesod the Nukva. Again, we see this relationship between Abba and Nukva. And Nukva, as we saw from the Rashash, is a reference to Yaakov Rachel. Next mitzvah, eating and drinking in the Sudas Purim. The Nukva kol hayom. So what's that? That's going to continue the shefa that Nukva had received from Abba v'Ima for the entire day. Omnam kashe halo yado sheyesh mitzvot masiyot v'yesh mitzvot tloy v'dibur. Don't we know that there's maises? There's a mitzvah which is tolo in a maisa. There's a mitzvah tolo in dibur. V'kol echad mehem poel ba'orot mikomot acherim. Im keim im shalom shekol mitzvah purim shechelkam b'mas v'chelkam b'dibur kulam poelim ba'ot ara. So we know that the difference between a maisa and a dibur, as follows, I mean, even if we're the Maisa here particularly is the Kriyas Megillah, that's also considered to be a Maisa, klapi the Brocha. But let's take this mitzvah of Achilles Vishtiya of Purim and or the Matanis of Yonim or Shlach Manos. These are Maisa, and accompanying with them are, for example, the Megillah will be the Bracha. And we seem to be saying over here, the Arizal, he's quoting the Arizal, just summarizing the Arizal. It seems to be that we're seeing that the same type of Ashpa comes with the Maisa and the Bracha. We know that can't be, because we know one's the old Panini and one's the old Makif. So he says, V'od Kashem. The Lefi said Arav L'chor Nitzrich Lahakdim Mitzvot Matanos Le'evyonim El Kriyat Megillah. So it seems to be that if we follow the logic of the Arizal, it seems to be that we really theoretically are supposed to bring the Matanos Le'evyonim, we have to bring the Matanos Le'evyonim before the Kriyat Megillah. Because if you see what he said beforehand, that the Matanos Le'evyonim Mamshich the Ha'ara is Mamshim the Ara, as opposed to the Megillah, which is Motzim the Ara. So he wants to suggest over here, I'll read that again, L'chor nitzrich lehakdim mitzvot matan tzvodioni el kriyat megillah lefi shemetchil atzrich lehamshich hamochim lenukva v'rak achika motzim ha'ara yisod ha'ava l'chutz. Because one is the logical step is first to be mamshich the ara to nukva, and then later on to be mamshich the ara from the yesod chutza, So that would make more sense to have first a matanos v'yonim, and then the megillah, because we're going to see the yesod the abba will go into the yesod the nukva, and then the shefa will protrude from then. So it makes more sense to first give the shefa, means doing the matanos v'yonim, and then the hamshachas shefa, which is the megillah, should be done afterwards. That was the second question. Therefore, Bar Rabbeinu Rashash v'Amid v'Seder be'Ofen Acher v'Nagdim Zeh b'Kama Mekomot. So he says, this is the Seder. Kol Olamot Abia Yesh Lo'em Shtei Bechinot Chitzoniot Pnimiot. We know the worlds of two facets, Chitzoniot Pnimiot. Hem Kedimya Guf Neshama V'Ainu Shinivrem Shebekol Olam Ve'Olam Hem Bechinot Chitzoniot Chiyutam Pnimiot Ki Bechinot Nefesh Mechay Et Guf Hu Bechinot Pnimiot Olamot. So the first rule is that we understand that when we speak about the worlds, and why are we speaking about the worlds? Because every time we do a mitzvah, we get to the tikkun of the olamot. The worlds are divided by the panimis and the chitzah, as we know. Now, we know that Pnimius is nurturing the Chitzen. That's the rule. Sorry. Now, second rule, base. Tikunim anasim alide ma'asim mitzvot. Nichlekel mishtei b'chinas. Mitzvah tului b'dibo mitzvotakim pnimit olamot k'dimyon ha'hevel dibo shu pnimi. Mitzvah nebkayim b'ma'asim mitakenim et ha'chitzoniyot ha'olamot k'dimyon ma'asim anasim alide guf shu ha'chitzoniyot. So we know the rule is pnimiyot. Something which a mitzvah which is tola b'dibo is mitakin pnimis, and a mitzvah shebe maisius is mitakin chitzonis. Well, if he says, and he says the fizi, sidra ben rishash the tikkun of a kavanat mitzvah spurim ba'ofen ze. Tikkun a partzuv as nugva hamshachet mochim aleya v'chen gilu yisod de'aba mechus liyisoda. Kol ze nase b'shas tefila kebe. Kol Yom. So we're going to see the three different phases over here. The first phase is number one, is that we're going to see a tikkun in parts of Nukva. Okay. Second thing we'll see hamshachas mochim to her. Third thing we'll find that there's a gilu yisod de'aba which comes out from her. So again, repeat tikkun for Nukva, the hamshachas mochim to her, and second of all, we're going to find a ha'ala that comes out from her, which is produced from the Yisod Abba. Now, all this is really done every single day. Because we know in Shona Esk, when you say the word Ba'ava, the Yisod Abba goes inside Nukva because Zah is sleeping. And all these three phases are happening on a daily basis. In a fraction of a second, by the time it takes you to say Ba'ava. And then it continues. V'kvana kol mitzvot hayom. וכוונת כל מצוות היום הוא רק להעמיד לקיים הרע כל היום על דרך שכתב ראשי הכוונות ומצוות סעודה. So the whole inyan, this is really mitzvot Purim in a nutshell over here, is that the whole tachlis of the kavanas and the tefillas and the mitzvot that we're doing during Purim is really just to mekayim this ha'ara of yesod ateres yesod de'aba, which is coming out from Nukva. We'll speak about more about that later on. And therefore, we're going to separate these stages as follows. Shekriat Megillah, shehi mitzvah shebidibo, mikayim ha'ara lepinimit ha'olamot. So obviously, the mitzvah of Megillah, which is the first one on our list. That's the first one we do. After the Tanis, straight away you go into Shul and listen to the Megillah. So that one, when you go into, what is the kavana behind there? And that is to mikayim the ha'aras, which are going to nurture Misakin the Pnimius Olamas. Why? Because it's a mice issue with Dibo. Validim Atonis of Yonim, Visuda Shem Mitzvah Masius, Mekaima Ara Chitzonius Olamon. Kvanam Shlach Malas Loni Badi Arashash. So therefore, what again, the whole Tachlis to remind ourselves is to Mekaim the special Ara, which is going to come out from Abba. Now the truth is, it happens every single day. But the Chiddush of Purim will be that it will stay the entire day. That's the Chiddush. Now how do we get to stay all day? Those are the mitzvahs of Kiryas Megillah. That's the first thing that is going to mekayim the aura on the pnimiyistic level. And when you're doing the other mitzvahs of Matanis of Yonim and Sudas mitzvah, that's going to mekayim the aura that we're looking for the entire day, but on a chitzonius dika fashion. Okay. Now, unfortunately, the Shlochmanos has not been revealed to us. The Rishash did not go into that. So, unfortunately, we're missing the Hezba, what exactly the tachlis of that is. Let's continue. Then he says, on Ois Aleph here, we're still on page Mem Gimel in the Siddur Hashash, Tiva Kavanos. And he says as follows, Mitzvah Skeres Megillah Shuhu Adibo. Kifishi Nizba Be'akdama, Das Rishash Hi, Sham Shach Azmochin Lenukva. Kein Giloi Oro Yesod Abel Mechut Lenukva. Naz Bishat Vilim Purim Kibi Kol Yom. Mitzvah Hayom, Hen Kaim Zahar Shisha Lekol Yom. Lechem Mitzvah Skeres Megillah, She Mitzvah Shibibo, Dibo, She Pulat Pinimis Olamos, Mikaim Ara Pinimis Olamos. Okay, so that's exactly what we just finished saying. He just repeated himself. Then always based, Lami, Vidakaim, Arab, Kalim, or the Mochim, Vinar. Aranchis. So what does that mean exactly, that you're holding up the kelim and the holding up the lights and the mochim and the aranchim? Says mevad b'pchatzus olamot shebe'em mikayim ha'orot aladid kiras megilam v'emkein ma'od mochim v'neranchi shel pinimus olamot kulam nasi v'tikon kaimim lekayim ha'arad be'et kiras megilas. Because so those are fancy lashonis for telling you to about the various aspects that you are doing whilst you are doing the Kriyas Megillah. So you mean Kaim, first of all, that Kelim, you carry the Oro to bring down Mochim, the Naranchi, and all that in the way that we know from called Samim. Ois Gimel. The Chamisha Partsufa Ma Uben De Yaakov. Now we know Ma just means right side, Ben means left side of what Nukva we speak about is Yaakov Racha. And he says, explains, Bze Anu Mekaimim. הרזו לכל חמש הפרצופים המלכות הנקרא יעקב ורחל. הראשון שמרחה לכל פרצוף כללים לחמש הפרצופים לכל העולם ועולם, שהוא אריך אבא ואמא זה ונוקווה לחמש הפרצוף הפרטים, שהם גם כן אריך אבא ואמא ונוקווה, והעתיקו נעשה בכל אלו בחמש הפרצופים הפרטים דנוקווה, בגימול קווים שבה הנקרא מה הוא בן קו ימין שהוא החכן, וכן דעתי לחסדים, נקרא מה? So, because what we're talking about here, we're talking about being mashpia from Abba to Yaakov Rachel. That's very simply put. Now, we know that the parts of Yaakov and Rachel will have inside of it five parts of him. Five parts of him, and there's a right side, a middle side, a left side. So, right and half of the middle of the right is called the Ma, and the left and half of the left is called the Ben. Then it continues in Ois Dalet. Pnimiyud de'ak ve'abiyad de'abiyo. Now what does that mean? Because it be pnimiyud, as we know, we're doing the amaisa shebetolo b'dibo, which is misakening the pnimiyus olamas. V'kivan shemitzvah zvo shebetibo, mitzvah shebetibo ha'polim b'pnimiyus v'akol b'nukvav. De'ak de'abiyah, ve'ak ve'abiyah shalem shaykh l'purim. Shuvan Yisbalel. The Kavanas Purim and parts of Zmanim, the Akva Abia, the Netzach. So it's as follows that we know where is exactly when we talk about the Ashpa from Abba to Nukva, which Nukva we're talking about. So it's the Nukva which belongs to the higher world, which is called Akva Abia. Those are the five worlds. So the Nuk, which is applicable to each and every one of those worlds, and inside of her she has five Patsufim, my five Patsufim. So all that is going to be affected by the mitzvah of Megillah. Now, besides that, we know there's two marachim that we spoke about many times when we're doing these shiurim on the regalim, and I'm not only talking about the regalim. Not only talking about the regalim as the bigger regalim as the Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. And Yamin Noraim, but also I'm talking about the Purim, Tu Bishvat, and Chanukah, and all those as well also come in the gather of Regalim. So we know when we're working that particular type of particular type of Patsufim, which are Nogeh to those particular Zmanim, we're going to be working in a system which is called Patsuf Zmanim. Parts of his money, as opposed to when we're working in just weekday kavanas, those are called parts of the yamin. Parts of the yamin. Those are the two systems that we will be working on. Now, when we look at the entire system of parts of his money, right? When we start off from Pesach, which is Chesed, and so on and so forth, we go on to the Sfiras Omen and Shavuos. And v'chule v'chule, we're going to see that, and we'll name each one of them as a particular sphere. Now, the particular sphere which is nogeya to Purim is Netzach. So we would call that would be called the parts of Azmanim be'ak v'abia de Netzach. So I hope that's clear. We'll see. Well, actually, that's not so clear. To tell you the truth, the Stam Agav, that we'll see a little bit of Chaluka Deus in that, because we find that in the Kavanas of Chanukah, he calls Purim Hoyt sometimes, and vice versa. We'll find sometimes in Shah Kavanas that he calls this Purim Netzach. So we'll if we have some time, we'll speak about that. There is a Shem and Sosan that touches upon this. Now let's continue. Now on Oiz Hey, he says. He says as follows: V'chein is ba b'seva kavanas ki amitzvos elu de purim em lami lekayim anukva shehem Yaakov Rachel v'aretz muchin de abba ve'ima nechnasim b'tfila shachrin benukva. Now he says as follows: V'shas atfila meira ramuchin de abba ve'ima benukva nikra Yaakov Rachel v'avodinu b'purim lekayim avodim zim shishish תשאר גם אחרי התפילה. והנה זה מה זמן על ידי מצוות היום שאנו מתקיימים ומה שכתובה משל כמה שמל צר לידע מהיכן די כן ופשו שלא שם רב שם אין מורה כן כמו שמל fine, just repeat himself. So now we're up to always וב צר להבין באיזה פחת נמשכים מחדש כי אלו המצוות גמורות רבן השם יעקב רחל שעל ידי ברוסיהם נברים ועולים ובורים ונמשך מוכם החדשים ליעקב רחל. קטע זו הוא מאמר מהמוסקר ואין שם לפוחם דווקא והנה אי אפשר לומר על קריאה נגיד פועל רק לקיים הערת הנזכרת דאב הכלל הוא שכל המצוות דרייס גורמים ברורים וייחודים חדשים בזון מצוות דרם גורמים ברורים וייחודים חדשים ביעקב רחל. ואם כן קריאה זה מגיע לשיעור מצוות דרבן צריך לפעול ייחודים ממש ולא רק לקיים הרם אלא נסבר במפרשים שמצוות אחת יכולה לפעול כמה דברים ועל ידי קיום מצוות הפורים פועלים הם להשאיר את הערה שכבר נמשכו והם להמשיך על ידי המצוות בירותיהם ברוכים חדשים ליעקב ורחל כבר שככל מצוות הרבן ועל זה אומר הרשע שצריך לדע איזה בחינת פועלים מצוות מצד מצוות הרבן שבזה וסתם ולא ביהר כלל שעל ידי הברכה נברם בעולים בורים מעלה ואז נמשך ברכה הלמדמד לצלם ועצר לצלם נמשך בשעה עשיית מצווה. So okay, I'll just summarize what he just said, told us over here. So what the Rashash says saying as follows, let's read the Rashash again. צריך להבין, the Rashash says we have to understand באיזה פרט נמשך בחדש. We have to understand what newness, what מוכם החדש we have to bring, what is going to be new that we're going to be producing על ידי this mitzvah of קריאת מגילה. כי אלו מצוות גמורות רבנן שהם ביעקב רחב. We know that this is not yet ביעקב רחב. שעל ידי ביחוסיהם נברים ועולים ברורים. Now we know we're going to stay through the bracha and through our kavanas we're being maliman. נמשכים מוכים חדשים we're going to bring down מוכים חדשים to יעקב. Okay, so he's asking the question what מוכים חדשים and the answer is he does not give us an answer. That's unfortunate. But I don't know why, but it seems to be he's asking the question, and the question is prefaced by the fact that we know that every time you do a mitzvah, either the Reis or the Raman, you maliman, you bring in Mochim Chadashim. And the Mafashim explained that it's not only a case to Mikayim, the Ha'oras, which are there in order to continue the Ashpot the entire day, as we explained early on, but rather also to, I mean, I stress the word also to bring new Mochim, but unfortunately the Rashash doesn't tell us what they are. Okay, let's continue. Omatanas Le'evyonim Shem Mitzvahs. Okay, so now the next Ketah. All that so far was about the Megillah. The Megillah, again, the Yisod of the Megillah was to just be mamshich the ha'ara, I mean continue the ha'ara which is there for the entire day as opposed to the regular day of the week which is only there for a second. Okay, so says the Rashash over here on page Mem Hey Umatanas le'evyonim shem mitzvahs masit. Okay, when we're doing matos, that's a ma'aseh mitzvah. La'mi v'kayim ma'ara kelim v'orot belvad. We're only mikayim the kelim v'orot belvad. V'chamisha pa'atzufi ma'o ben de Yaakov Rachel v'chitzoniot. That's the key word over here. Since we're doing a ma'aseh, we're going to be misakin v'chitzoniot de'ak v'abia de'abia. So let's see over here. He explains the pirush, the tiva kavanas, or he calls it tiva rashash. In ois vav, ois zayin. Chol v'vayir v'ezem michinas mikayim ara al yedei ma'ase ha-mitzvah. Dine, al yedei ha-migil ha-mishochem zakin ma'orom. Ve'amochim pinimiyot ha-olam od. Shem yeh mitzvah shebedzibom. ואת אני מצליח למה שהוא מחיצונות העולם על ידי מצוות מעשיות. הנה, קיום הערה לחיצון העולמות נעשה על ידי שתי מצוות. דעה על ידי מתנות אביוני, מעמיד וקיים רק את הערה, הכלים והאורות לחיצונית את החמש הפרצוף יעקב אמר, דעת ורבים, נצר, דה פרצוף הזמנים, ולא את הערת המוחם. So, when we spoke about the Megillah, we spoke about being ממשיך, the ha'ara, and the whole array of the ha'ara, meaning, whatever is nogeh to the kelim, whatever is nogeh to the orot, whatever is nogeh to the mochim, and whatever is nogeh to the neranchim. Okay, so we have the four which is listed there. When we come to the mitzvahs matanat elyoni, he says well, only the kelim ha'orot belvad. Only two out of the four. Okay, let's continue. Then the next mitzvah is achilat v'shtia. Says the Rasha Shehem Yud K, which represents Yud and the K. Vehi mitzvot masit, as we know, you're doing a maaser. Lamid v'kaim aharat mochim v'neranchim. Then that's next two. We spoke about the kelim and the orot that you have to mikayim, continue them going, and then now through the achil v'shtia you become the other two, which is the mochim and the neranchim. And again, the chamisha parzuf nemaru ben Yaakov, the chitzon of the ak ve'abiyah de'abiyah. So let's see what he says over here in Ois Ches. Al yidei achilat v'shtia ve'al yidei achilat v'shtia shem gam ken mitzvot hazman asiyot ma'amid v'kayim ma'arad mochim v'nechan shem chitzoniyot nimtzo shevkirat megillah mikayem. So he just summarizes it now. Comes out that the mikra megillah mikayem da'ara shel kol b'chinat pinimiyut. So now we're going to do working with the pnimiyut. Da'ainu shegam ha'orot v'kelim v'gam ha'mochim. V'chelik chitzon mechalek l'shnayim. V'amad v'kiyom ha'mar l'kelim ha'orot na'asin al-yedi ha'matan ha'zil yonim. V'arad mochim v'nikayim al-yedi ha'arida ha'ashtia. V'ze l'amad rashash b'ma sh'amar sh'arab v'sh'ak k'von d'achil v'shtia hem yudkei. V'nikayim ha'amir mochim sh'hem yudkei. V'hine lo bi'a kan inyan Meshloch Manas. As we said, Meshloch Manas is not spoken about. So this question was, how does the Rashash know this? How does the Rashash know that the fact that you're eating and drinking during Sudas Mitzvah, that you Mekayim, that is doing a Pa'ula, a Kiyum of the Chitzonot Olamot on the level of Mochim and Neranchim? How does he know that? Because the Arizal says in Shah Kavonis that Achim Ashtia is connected to Yudke. And Yudke is always Abba Vima, which is also referenced to Neranchim and the Mochim. Okay. Now I just want to read out over here the Shefa Arashash. We've been reading the Tiva Arashash in Ois Aleph, and he says as follows: Yesh la'ayin b'seder shechilek Arashash et ha'mamad v'kiyam ha'arad chitzonet kelim orot nasin al-yedi matzvot yonim mochim al-yedi neranchem al-yedi suda v'areset ze she'akelim hem chitzonet mekulam o b'tocham ha'mochim o b'tocham ha'arot. But tomorrow, she'al yedei matzvot yonim ma'amidim mekayim et ha'orot she'am yoter pnimi. V'chein et ha'kelim she'am chitzoniyot v'ilu el sudat ma'amidim mekayim et ha'bechinat emtzai she'am mochim. So you just want to find out exactly what's the order over here. Seems to be no rhyme and reason. When you're doing the matzvot of yonim, you're bringing down the ha'ara and the kelim. Now the kelim and the orot. Now the orot are on the highest level, and the kelim on the lowest level. And when you're doing achila, you bring in down the mochin and the ranchi, which is also this spectrum. So which one? Why would this apply to this and that applies to that? He doesn't really answer this. Now he says over here, de'ak ve'abia de'abia, lo shon ze elu midukdak v'tzal chlom ak ve'abia. De'abia. So it's ak and abia de'abia, as opposed to de'bia. Oh, it changes to bia. So it's not ak ve'abia de'abia, but rather it's ak ve'abia de'bia. You're just leaving out the atziros. The chitzonos hu bia. So that's important that we're bringing shefa to the lower worlds, not the Atzilut Sheba, he wants to say. Okay, so let's just... I keep that in the back of our minds, because we're going to have to change that later on as well. Okay, so now we're going to go into the Suda. The Suda, which is after the Tfilah Shachit. Okay? Because we're going to see in a minute that the Shittas Arizal was to do the Suda very, very, very close to after Shachris. Not like the minig that most people do, which is makubal nowadays, to the Suda very, very late, close to Shkia, and to run it through the night. But rather, if you follow the understanding of Kabbalah, the Oiris, then you're touching, and what you want to do over here is to mekayim it the entire day. So the only way to do that, to mekayim this properly, is to do the Suda as early as possible. So those people who daven Netz on Purim would actually make the mitzvah Suda straight after Netz, and finish off the tefillah and run home and have the Suda straight away. And that's the minhag of the Mekubalim. I know for sure in Yerushalayim, have told me that is the minhag. They have a small Suda, rather, because the family is still not ready and so on and so forth, and people are busy doing other things, but rather the Mekubalim for themselves will have a miniature Suda, let's call that, in order to mekayim these special lights which are coming down for Purim, and then later on just to join the Simchas Hayom, they would call it, with the rest of the family. So he says as follows: the Rashash on page over here, when still Tiva Kavanas, see the Rashash on page Mem Vav, and he says at the top of the page, "V'tzarich leizavid is dares lasa sudas achet v'rashash." So he says before she, the Rashash says you have to be very careful and rush to do the sudas right after sudas tefilas shachis. Lekama tamim yiduim li, and I know there's various reasons. Vegam beod aarot niskarim betokvam achet filah. So because it doesn't make sense, because we know that we're generating lights during shachit. So does it make sense just to let the light there? It's like if you light a candle, I'm going to use it later on. By the time you get back, the candle has run out. You know, it's the candle has burnt out. So says the Rashash, you have to be very careful. As soon as you light the flame, meaning as soon as you bring down the oars, use them in a way to be mamshich them and to continue them the entire day. So what we want to do, since we're working with shachrit, and shachrit is keneged the kelim pnimim, we want to continue those lights within those lights of the shachrit, which is pnimiot, before we start tefillat mincha, which is kelim chitzoy, emsoim. Now, interesting. Loshon he says, "Kimat kibalti bekabala." I'm not quite sure how to touch that up, but he seems to be saying that was his masor that he received from his teacher to have the suda straight away. Now, what he means by "kimat kibalti bekabala" could be that he received this in a way of a nevuah. Would give me the impression that he received this as a nevuah to really to tell him to be careful to have the Suda straight after Shachis. And then he continues over here, and we're going to read the Tiva Kavanas over here on Ois Tes Vav, and he says, "Mechadesh Rashash, diyesh li zdar las Suda miyad achet vila Shachis, v'lo kemin ha'olam shemuva berama." The Rama says, by the way, in Siman Tav Resh Tzadik Hei, Sif Beis, and that's Mefurash in the Rama over there, that you have to do it after Mincha. And even the Rama says, though, that if you want to do it after Shachis Miyad, that you can do that. It's not against the Rama. But the Rama sort of gives you the choice that you should, the minhag is to do it afterwards. But if you want, he says, "You're allowed to do that." Okay, so that's clear. That the ultimate time for apikabalet would be to do it straight after shachit. And then it continues. Hine ze yadua besedat tefilot tefilat arvit uli taken keli chitzonim tefilat shachrib keli pnimi tefilat mincha keli emtzayim lefiham im yochal asuda rak acher tefilat mincha az vikam rak aran nishmachem mincha keli emtzayim veelu arut shach nistal kol machmas shelo nasu maase lekayem. We want to, again, the Indian is here to mekayim the lights. We don't want just the lights to come and to go. We want to keep them here as long as possible. And that's the whole chiddush of Purim. And therefore, if you wait till after Mincha, then you're working in a different perspective. You're working with a different dimension called the Kelim and Tzayim. But unfortunately, you lost all the opportunity to make kind of those oiras in the Kelim Pnimim. L'chein yizdam la'echol miyadachet tefilah shachi. L'fiyah mizbaya kam v'lochol tzal l'chol shlosh sudot. You have to eat three sudot. One straight after the Suda Balayla. So it comes out to be theoretically, we haven't heard, it's definitely not pi halacha, but pi kabbalah would come out, the line of logic would be that you have to eat three sudas. Three sudas, meaning, because if you have to mekayim the oras which are coming down in pnimi, then it would make sense you have to mekayim the oras in the chitzon, which is arvit. So that means you have to come on straight after Tanis Est, after you listen to the Megillah, you have to have a suda straight away in order to mekayim the oras in the keli chitzonim. Then one in the morning, one after mincha. Three sudas. Interesting. Chiddush. Now, if you call Elu, so let's continue on the Rishash on page Mem Zayim. כל אלו כנבש הפורים, הם זו מכלולים, דכלולות השנה. As we said, we're working with a new dimension called the Zmanim HaPatsufim, remember, we're working in two different systems. One is working with the parts of Zmanim, and one is working with the parts of Zmanim, okay? One is Yamim and one is Manim. So that's what he's referring to here. This is Zuna Klalim de Chlalut Hashana. Let's read the Agonis straight away on Yud Aleph. He says, Hine kol atikurim anasim al yadenu, hem polim bezun v'nukva. As we know, we have a direct contact and connection with Zun v'nukva. אומנם מעבוד מתחלק לשני פרצופים. מעבוד שכל יומים בימי השבוע משבת ופולד מתקנים פרצוף אחר נקרא פרצוף הימים. ואילו העבודה של הימים הטובים המועדים מפולד פרצוף אחר פרצוף הזמנים. ולזה אמר כאן שכיוון הספורים הם זה ונוגבו זה פרצוף הזמן ובכלל זה שונה. Okay, now, next point. וכן, הוא במועדים פסח, שבועות, ראש השנה ויום הכיפורים וסוכות שמגיע לבירורים החדשים של השנה ההוא למקום ההוא שבאק או מתעורר העניין עוד פעם אלא שאינו בפועל לפי שאינו אלא מתעורר הקדושה המתעורר כנגד הקלי האי כנגדה להכניע שלא תשלוט עוד וכיוון שכבר גברה הקדושה בפעם הראשונה פעם ראשון, מתגבר עד כל פעם להכניע קלי, וכל זה ברח מהמצי, ברח המו הפשוטים, וכי ידוע, כל זה לא יודע, איתי מבינה, ומבינה מידע. כמובן כל זה, בדיבר הרב הקדוש, ארי זל, ותלמידיו, תלמידו, מערכו זצל, לא כדיבר זולתם, not like those others, כנודע ליורד בעמקי דבריהם. Okay, so it's very, very stark over here. But we have to understand that what we're doing over here is not at all what we're doing during a regular day. Regular day, which you have to bring mochim, we're doing chadashim. But rather over here, we're replicating what happened thousands of years ago in the original Zmanim. For example, Pesach, Yitzis Mitzrayim, in Purim over here, what happened in Shushan Avira, with Mordechai and Esther, all those had particular interesting apikabala. We'd look at it really theoretically as a fight between the koach of Tuma and the koach of Kedusha. And as we know, Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. We know that Klal Yisrael survived Haman's threats and Achashverosh threats. So we saw the Kedusha won over the Tuma. Okay, that we did see. Now, says Rishash, and the reason says it's Klal in Shal Moed, that, Beis Moed, that what's happening when these manim come back to us,
This is just not a commemoration of what happened thousands of years ago, but rather it is another struggle between the forces of good and evil, believe it or not. Even if it sounds a bit downplayed, but this is exactly what's happening. The Korchus HaChitzonim and the Klipos of Mizgaber, as they were thousands of years ago, but he says that since Baruch Hashem, the Rishonim, meaning I'm talking about the Mordechai Esther, I'm talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm talking about Aaron, and Bizman Pesach, were able to misgaber all the Chitzonis that first time, that will give us Koach. Even nowadays, even though how weak we are on Yeridus Ados, that even though the Klippers are misorer in this particular Zman, which is misugal for them to come back up again, because that was their anniversary of Kiviyachol, they're coming back again to us, trying to give us problems, but nevertheless, since we conquered them once, we'll be able to conquer them again. How do we do this? How do we fight these Korchas of Tumah, which are coming back again in these money? By doing these mitzvahs. And we'll prat by these Kavanas are able to machnir them, says the Rashash, completely. Okay? So that's what he says. And then he ends off something very interesting. In those, he said, that's the Pshat, not like those who misunderstand the Arizal, but rather according to the Talmud, the Muvak, which is the Rav Chaim Vital, as opposed to Zulosim, other people who try to understand the Arizal without the Rav Chaim Vital erroneously. Okay, so let's read the Hagon here in Sifkot and Yud Beis. Okay, let's go to Yud Gimel. Amid all going to meet Mishaya Ba'ava, b'shroshu lemala, but lemat ba'olam hazeh einu pepol. Rak al idei she'anu ha'otze mitzvot lemata, anu machni'im ha'kali. So that's what we're doing. We're really putting down the kali. The gonus bezman ahu koach yedush kmo she'aya b'pam rishona, v'yesh b'kocho gam ata lachni'a la'kali. ועל ידי צורך ידום התחתונים במעט המצוות שייכים לאותו הזמן והכל ברח מהשם יתברך וברח מהפשוט so about that Hashem is helping us in a big big way. So we're just going to finish the Agav that says over here as follows. כוונו של להפוק עם האויס המאומרים דמה שאנו עושים בימים הטובים הוא רק לזכר הניסים המאורות המאורות הימים ההם אלא שהאמת מובן בדיב הארי הקדוש נעשה הכל מחדש בכל שנה מקומו שפע. So exactly what I told you is that we're not here just to commemorate like those some people explain, but rather it's a much more of a hands-on practical reason why we're doing this kavanas, in order to really on a real life situation to be machnia these klipot are coming. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, Chasdei Hashem Yitzbarach, we finish off the Adama of the Rashash on Purim, which we find again in the Siddur of Zmanim. Now, we're going to start with the actual Kavanas. Okay, so we're going to stop in here for now, and then we'll continue in the next lesson.